Hello and welcome. This is Naomi from ItiBiz, and you're listening to the Clients and Customers Turnaround Track, Part 3, called Get in Touch Now. Before we begin, I want to congratulate you on getting this far into the Clients and Customers Turnaround Track. You're already halfway through this part of the class. If you can get halfway, you can get all the way. I want you to remember that when it comes to building your ItiBiz. You may not have the business you want yet, but you have built some of it so far. And if you can build some of it, you can build all of it. If you can get 20% of the way there, you can get 30% and 40% and 50% all the way to the end. So remember that. You're already on the path. You can make it to the other side. Just keep working on it every day. Now, let's get started. Over the many years I've done consulting, one of the most common things I hear from people is that they are scared to death about promotion. Anything that involves actually getting out and inviting a potential customer to become an actual customer is the most frightening thing to imagine. I understand that. The fear of rejection is a pretty big one when it comes to the top 10 list of things that make you want to curl up in a ball and cry. But if you're not willing to promote your ItiBiz, then really, you don't have an ItiBiz. There's honestly no reason to stay in business. Because if you're not promoting yourself, what's your plan for getting new customers? Who will do the marketing work for you? If it's not you, then it's going to have to be the magical promotion fairies. And I don't think depending on them to get the word out about your next new thing is going to keep a roof over your head. I know that promotion is scary, but it doesn't have to be. We talked about that a little bit in the previous section about stupid client hangups, and we talked some in the emotional turnaround module called Dealing with Fear. When you're just getting into it, promotion is scary. But it doesn't have to feel that way. Let's talk about that for a moment. Promoting yourself is a skill, like any other skill. But when you're not really, really used to it, it feels really, really awkward. It feels a bit wooden, a bit weird. But it's supposed to feel weird. It's like when you learn a new language. You're going to trip around words a lot. You're going to feel self-conscious. You're going to wonder if you have a weird accent. It's all part of the process. Until you get better at it, and until you're used to doing certain things out of habit, you'll feel resistance and discomfort. But it will pass. It's like getting your legs waxed. That's some weird stuff, if you ask me. I go in, and someone pours hot wax on me and rips it off. It's weird. It's a bit embarrassing. It's more than a bit painful. But the solution is not to sit there and let my legs get hairy. It's to do the uncomfortable thing to get the result I'm after. It's the same with promotion. Wow, that was a really appealing example, wasn't it? I bet you're saying, sign me up, as I speak. But it's true. The funny thing about getting your legs waxed is that it gets easier over time. Once you're in a steady routine, it hurts less and less each time. Again, it's the same with promotion. Once you get into a rhythm with it, and you start seeing the results of getting the word out, it becomes a lot easier to do. The major sticking points people have with their fear of promotion is that they'll seem pushy, they'll screw it up, or they'll have to engage in dirty tactics. Let's talk about all three. First of all, the pushy. Everybody worries about the pushy. We worry that if we send an email, we'll come off as pushy. If we make a phone call, or send a letter, or do something to increase our visibility, we will be seen as one of those marketers. And nobody wants to be one of those marketers, do they? Let me ask you something. How many of those marketers do you actually know, anyway? Are you really believing that marketing means being pushy because every marketer around you acts that way? Or might it be a belief based on television stereotypes and a very few bad telemarketing apples? There seems to be this attitude that all marketing is pushy, but seriously, spend the next 2 days looking around at how you're marketed to wherever you go, and you'll see that there are lots of great, gentle ways that it happens every day. Don't throw the good out with the bad. Don't start thinking that promoting yourself has to mean being pushy. Remember what we talked about in the stupid client hang-up section. There are a lot of ways to promote without being pushy, and believe it or not, the mere act of receiving a promotional email does not light up people's pushy buttons and get them mad. I mean, did you get mad at me when I sent you an email promoting this class? Clearly not, because you purchased it. So if you're worried about being pushy, listen to stupid client hang-ups again, and it will help. The other thing I want to address is the fear of doing it wrong or screwing it up. This is a really easy fear to get sidetracked by. We think we have to get things perfect, or we think that if we're not already really good at it, it'll backfire. That's not the case. First of all, the way you get good at something is to do it. That's how you start chiseling off all the rough edges. You have to do it wrong before you can do it right. And wrong isn't really the word I want to use here. Basically, you need to do it as an amateur before you can do it with some skill. And the good news is that even if you do your promotion even kind of right, you can get some very good results. If you suck at writing subject lines and you're selling consulting, then you can let your subject line say, "Consulting is now on sale." It's not sexy, but it's clear. Interested people will understand. You can get better at subject lines later, but for now, you're getting clients. The same goes for your websites. I know someone who had 10 products he needed to write sales pages for, but he didn't have the time. It was going to take him a month or two to get the sales pages done. So what he ended up doing was making a page with the names of the 10 products and one sentence describing each. After that was a link that said, "Buy this for $200. A $200 product, and the sales copy is basically one line that says, "This product is X and Y and Z. Buy it for $200. No fancy sales copy, no mention of guarantees. And he made sales. Not a ton of sales, but more than a few in the time it took him to finally get the sales pages done. And that wouldn't have happened if he wasn't willing to screw it up for a while. So don't sweat it. If you make mistakes in your promotions, you will at least get some result, and you can learn from it. But you'll never learn and get better if you don't start doing the doing. The third thing I want to cover is the idea that marketing is dirty. A lot of people have that association with marketing and sales and promotion. They think it's underhanded or greedy. Now, I won't say that used car salesmen and telemarketers haven't given good reason for this cultural assumption. But you are neither a used car salesman nor a telemarketer. Promoting yourself doesn't have to be dirty. Here's what I want you to do to get over this fear. Look around you over the next few days at the people you like who promote to you. Maybe it's a store like The Gap or Land's End. Maybe it's someone you know and like online who sends you emails. Maybe it's the local store that sends you flyers and coupons. Whatever it is, pay attention to it. See how you don't have negative associations to their promotions. See how you don't think it's dirty or pushy or underhanded. Because when you can see that, and really see it, you can break that strong association you have in your head, and you can stop worrying that marketing will feel dirty to you. There are a lot of good, clean ways to do marketing. You can make plenty of money without being one of the bad people. So, now that we've talked about getting over the fear of promoting, let's talk about doing the promoting itself. I want you to stop thinking about promoting as promoting, and start thinking about it as getting in touch for a reason. This is important because there are a lot of good reasons to get in touch with people. You could be getting in touch with them to let them know a new product or service is available, or that you're running some kind of sale or special offer. That's standard. But the other reason you could be getting in touch with them is simply to let them know you still exist and send them something interesting. Remember what we said in the previous section. If you're sending interesting things to interested people, they will not see it as pushy, dirty marketing. They won't even see it as promotion. They'll see it as something they're interested in, and what a coincidence, there's an opportunity to buy something they're also interested in at the same time. How nice. So when it's time to promote, view it as getting in touch. And the trick to getting in touch is that you have to do it very, very regularly. If you have an email list, contact them once a week, or at the outside, once every 2 weeks. If you have a physical mailing list, once every 2 weeks or once a month will keep that list warm. The point is that you always need to be getting in touch, or they'll forget who you are. It doesn't always have to be a sell something communication. Mix it up with purely interesting messages, but keep that list warm. Don't get in touch later, get in touch now, and do it regularly so they'll never be surprised by a sudden message from you. A list that grows cold is no list at all. If you're not sure what to do during your non-promotional messages, remember that your customers are humans. Treat them like humans. Forward them articles. Offer to answer their questions. Be willing to connect with them in non-industry standard ways. If they're used to your weekly recipe newsletter, Send them some swoony bakery pictures that blow their mind, even if no recipe is included. If they're used to a physical mailing about your custom jewelry, create a short video series on how to accessorize, and send them a postcard with instructions on how to access it. Whatever media your slice of the industry likes to use, try something else. If everyone in your sphere is using Facebook, use something else for a while. Surprise them. Mix it up. Keep them interested. And above all, remind them that you're helpful. This way, you keep that list of yours warm, happy, and liking the act of hearing from you. And when it comes time to really promote, it won't seem so scary. And seriously, start getting in touch now, not later. You don't have time to waste. Keep the list warm. Individually contact paying customers and clients, ask them if they want to buy more. That's one of the shortest paths to generating more money fast. Never be afraid to let existing customers get an individual contact from you. If that seems scary to you, let me tell you a little story. There are three Itty-Biz owners out there who are selling something I want. All three of these individuals are people I like. I know their products and services are good. I have three specific products, one from each of them, that I've been meaning to get around to buy. And they're not cheap. From what I remember, each of these products cost between $250 and $500. I want you to listen very closely here. I am ready to buy each and every one of these things right now. I'm sold, but I'm also busy. Very busy. And because I'm busy, I forget. I keep telling myself, you know, I really liked when this one person did that service for me. I need to get around to ordering that. I keep telling myself, you know, I've really been meaning to pick up that other person's course, and I need to get around to that. The problem is I'm human, which means I don't get around to it. I remember these things when I'm drifting off to sleep or taking a shower, and I forget about it within a minute or so. But here's the thing. I am sold. I would buy these three things in a heartbeat. But I never hear from these people. I know I'm on their lists, but they don't send out mailings. If they were to each send out an email today saying X or Y or Z is available if you want it, they would each be $250 to $500 richer by the end of this day. And that's just from me. I'm not alone. There are a lot of people on everybody's lists, yours included, who've been meaning to buy something but just keep forgetting. Or they've been waiting until the right time, but they've been waiting so long they hadn't noticed the right time has already arrived. There are a lot of people just like me who are waiting for the email or the postcard or the whatever to arrive and remind them to pick up that thing that they've been meaning to buy. There are existing customers who will buy more if you only remind them. Existing clients who will sign up for more services if you only remind them. And potential customers who have been waiting for the right time. And that time has finally come. I'm one of them. I'm waiting. You'll never get those potential customers if you don't contact them. You'll never get additional purchases from your existing clients and customers if you don't offer them. So do it. Get over your fear of promotion and get in touch. Now. There are people out there who are waiting to buy the things you're selling. Go get in touch. Right now. Thanks for listening to part 3 of the Clients and Customers Turnaround Track, called Get in Touch. Now, I'm Naomi from Itty Biz, and I'll talk to you very soon.